Thank you, operator. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Q1 conference call of Kapsch Traficom. I hope you were all able to retrieve the presentation from our website. I now hand over to Ulrike Klemp-Pöttinger, our CFO, who will run you through the presentation.
Thank you very much. Also from my side, hello to everybody. Good morning or a late afternoon. I'm happy to present the quarter one figures of our company. I would like to start with the presentation on slide two, giving you a short overview about our highlights and dig then afterwards in our numbers. The highlights of this last or our first quarter was definitely the acquisition of the transportation business of the Schneider Electric Group. It's named Kapsch Traficom Transportation. We did not take over the brand name Telvent, so we call it within our group, the transportation business. The second significant highlight also in this quarter from the finance perspective was that we issued a Schuldscheindarlehen in German, so it's a borrower's note loan, with the target and objective to be prepared for the refinancing of our corporate bond in the upcoming year. We are still quite heavily involved in acquisition, and therefore we achieved to acquire the minority share of our existing operating company in the Czech Republic. I can also emphasize that we had some new project awards, new business successes, and a solid pipeline in our organization. Important to know is also that our net credit is currently 15.2 million, so we are definitely on a very stable level at this pace. When I ask you to switch over to page three, then you see an overview of our earnings. Here you will see that the revenues, as expected, due to the acquisition of transportation business of Schneider, increased from 117.1 million to 152.3 million, with a stable EBITDA margin of 14.3% and an EBIT of 17.6 million, which brings us to an EBIT margin of 11.6%. Important also to mention that the positive impact of the acquisition of the minority stake in the Czech Republic means that the profit for the period, 12.4 million, stays with the shareholders right now. We have our attributable to the equity holders at a volume of 12.7 million in comparison to our previous quarter last year, 9.8 million. I think that is very important and a significant message to all investors and shareholders of our entity. The earnings per share for the quarter one is currently 0.97. On page four, I will focus on the key developments, the split in our revenues per regions and also in our segments. The key developments, and we really are busy with the integration of KTT, the Kapsch Transportation business. We have been successful with new awards, especially in Australia and in the U.S. In Australia, we are very proud to be awarded for the fifth ETC project in Queensland. It's a project for 10 years and a volume of 9 million Australian dollars. U.S. is the most important growth market in our business. Was important to mention here the modernized integrated transportation system of the highway operations in Massachusetts. That should bring to your attention that we broaden our footprint in the U.S., and especially in these areas, the projects are on a smaller level. They are not so big like the nationwide businesses, but on a very stable one. For 4 years, we will receive $11.5 million. Important to mention is also, and maybe we come later on also in the Q&A session to the point that the acquisition of the transportation business of Schneiders brought to the Kapsch environment much more project-related business at a very small or a lower level. That brings us to the point that we probably reduce our volatile business because we have a lot of smaller but steady ongoing projects, for especially in the IMS. And looking at the right side graph where we see where we show the split of our revenues by segment, ETC and IMS, you also see clearly the impact of the new acquisition to our segmentation. So here you see the high yellow part of the two columns, that our IMS revenue increased from 19 million up to 40 million. And that's definitely based on the new acquisition. We had also an increase of our ETC business from 98 million up to 112 million. When I look to the regions, then you will see that to the benefit to Americas and APAC, there is a geographical shift from Austria and EMEA to these two areas. On page 5, you see a split and a more detailed information about our EBITDA development. So the revenues, 152.3 down to an EBIT 17.6 million, shows that we have in the operating income included the badwill of the acquisition of ATT by 3 million. The staff cost increased due to additional 900 employees. We have currently 4,659 with headcounts in our organization. Due to new project, due to the transportation business, we have higher legal and consulting fees, travel expenses, and also rents and communication expenses. So definitely here we will increase and can hardly be comparable to quarter one of the previous year. So there is really a significant difference between and variances between the previous financial year and this one. Looking at the profitability of our segments, then is the EBIT of ETC segment by 18.1 million, and the IMS is still a little bit negative, mainly impacted by Streetline. Here I can recall that we acquired Streetline for a future and a strategic approach, and they their obligation, they have some projects and they have definitely some customer contracts, but the major task of Streetline is to develop and finalize the technology which will support us in the future. Now I would like that you go to page 6, and here we focus on the financial result, the taxes, and the non-controlling interest. Mainly already mentioned the big impact of the acquisition of the minority shareholders, and therefore the full attributable impact to us as equity holders and to you as an equity holder. And the finance income, it's worth to mention that in this quarter one we have no extraordinary impact due to the sale of a security, and therefore the finance income by 2.6 million, the cost by 2.9, arise to a slightly negative financial result, but definitely in line what we expected. Another overview for other key financial data was shown on page 7. Here we focus on investment, our free cash flow, our net credit, and our balance sheet and the equity ratio. Investment, here you see an increase in quarter one, mainly due to the acquisition, and you can't expect it that you have to quadruple this number. So that will not exceed, would not come up to 28 million, much lower. The free cash flow is currently at 13.9, and our net credit is currently also already mentioned 15.2. What is important to mention is the increasing or the increase of our total assets and therefore also the reduction of the equity ratio. And this is in connection with our Borrower's Note loan on the one side, and on the second side with the acquisition of our minority shareholders. And therefore, we see here a drop of the equity ratio from 44.2 to 35.0. But looking on the financial stability of the company, we will see in November 2017, when we do the repayment of our corporate bond, and it was really important for us to take care on the refinancing when it's when it's a very good occasion and possibility, and in May it was something like this for us. We will see then an increase of the equity ratio in a quite similar way. On page eight, for an overview for you to get a really feeling about the impact of the new acquisition and the impact on our numbers. Here you see 24.9 million are the revenues of the pure transportation business, with a negative impact in our financial data, softened by a badwill of 3 million. And we are eager to work on the integration and implementation within our group. We will achieve significant synergies, but this will happen, or from the synergies will benefit in the next fiscal year. This fiscal year will be more an investment in this acquisition and in the integration. When you look at page nine, so you see the key points for the acquisition of the minority. Here you see that we paid a purchase price of 21.8 million for 48% of our tech company, split in a fixed purchase price of 14 million and an earn-out model, which is currently valued at 7.8 million, and we will see how this will develop in the future. The last page which I would like to share with you is on page 10, a time plan where you see how the Borrower's Note is now structuring our financing activities. And I think gives you a solid information about our financial capabilities. Our cash currently is 191 million. So we are well prepared for the business challenges we face currently, or financing the project which it's needed for. So I think that was a snapshot of our quarter one from our financial data, and now I hand back to Hans.
Yeah, I hand back to the operator and ask you to handle the Q&A session, and we're looking forward to your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on a touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. And the first question is from the line of Daniel Lion of Erste Group. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Could you maybe provide us with an update on the project pipeline? Where do you see your opportunities, let's say, in the coming 12 months, or maybe even in the coming 6 months? Maybe you could, share what's going on the market and the opportunities.
And in the project pipeline is the Austrian the renewal of the contract, which we expect on a final decision before Christmas, in the next definitely within the next month. The second one is the Czech project, which we're working on, and we are quite confident that nobody. So we are confident to get the extension on that. We see in the Australian and in Chile some smaller projects in the pipeline where we are bid for. We have a lot of very smaller projects in the Kapsch transportation business, especially in Spain and in Saudi Arabia and Brazil, Argentina and Panama. So what we see here that we get, due to the new acquisition, more focused in the Latin American market and a little bit in the Saudi Arabian market, which was absolutely also the intention to elaborate on new markets. Unfortunately, we did not win Slovenia. So this opportunity is gone. Bulgaria is currently in a standstill mode, I would say, like it is, but that can start in the next 6 weeks again. Bulgaria, then so we are working on an opportunity in Kazakhstan. And US is one of our biggest growth markets, and here we have a broadened range in new projects, but they're smaller.
I've also seen that you've founded a new subsidiary in Russia. Would you expect any sizable projects within the next 12 or 24 months?
In Russia, we have one subsidiary, and they elaborate on a smaller but a little bit different traffic management approach. You're right, but compared to the big countries, Russia right now not in that focus. Number wise, yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you? You've now consolidated KTT for the first time, showing a loss of 1.1 million on EBIT. Could you maybe outline the potential development you would expect from KTT going forward on a quarterly basis?
On a quarterly basis, that what we communicate is that we expect the top line up to 125 million. So we for this quarter we achieved 24.9. So we see here some growth in the upcoming three quarters. The negative impact of EBIT 1.1 was supported by a positive goodwill by 3 million that you have to consider. So I would assume that the negative impact of the transportation business definitely will you can't make it four times. No, no, no doubt about this. So what we try that we keep it on a lower level, but we have to invest for our integration and synergies. So what we do internally is that everything what's connected with the integration allocate also to the results of the KTT, because that's the reason why we have the expenses. but seeing purely on the project result and the project success, then we see a contribution margin at the level with the potential to increase, and I think we can support this increase and therefore receive out of the transportation business this year, slightly negative impact, but not a huge one.
So when you talk about a positive EBIT contribution in the report, you also include the badwill.
You have to include the badwill because the badwill has to be shown in the EBIT. It's not an.
Yeah, sure. If you talk about a positive contribution from KTT, it includes the
yes.
positive one-off of 3 million.
Yes.
On a full year basis.
I have to do this because otherwise we wouldn't get the badwill. So that's clearly connected to the transportation. But it's not an non-operating, it's a one-time effect for exactly this year.
So this means that for the coming three quarters, you have two more negative millions to spread at most.
Mm-hmm.
A bit
lower. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's it for the moment. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the question.
The next question is from the line of Christian Bader of RCB. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have a follow-up question on your potential large orders in the ETC business. You mentioned before that Bulgaria, if I got it right, is in a standstill mode. Can you maybe add more color why it's not moving on? And I would also be interested to hear how is the potential project in Kazakhstan developing, and also, if I remember correctly, there was a potential project being awarded in the Baltic. So if you could maybe add more color on these three potential projects that are in the market at the moment.
Okay. So Bulgaria, though the government itself or the authority issuing the tender has to clarify something and therefore stopped the tender, and until it's clarified, then they will proceed. So here we expect up to some weeks, and then it will follow up. Kazakhstan is a smaller project in the volume up to 15 million in respect of installation in Almaty, and the Baltic. So here I have some troubles to what you think. Do you think any discussion about Poland, or because in the Baltic region, in the Baltic, we are waiting for something. We have founded a company some years ago in Lithuania, but they are still working on the selection of a consultant to prepare a tender on that.
Okay, that partly answers my question. So basically, in Lithuania, they are still, going ahead with a potential countrywide ETC project.
Yes.
Okay, and maybe one more question regarding Slovenia. You said you did not win it, but I believe there was an appeal against the first decision. So have you now finally lost this contract, or?
More or less, and now this opportunity is closed for us. That's just
nice. All right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from the line of Günther Eke of Eke Trade. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the call. In your press release, your focus on North America and the States. Before the elections in U.S., it is very difficult to get orders there. And the other thing is that a lot of communities or states are in bad finances. How do you see this to get more orders there, and have you to wait after for the next year? Thanks.
In the US, we work on we have two different approaches. The one is that you work with concessioners, like we did with Sintra, and that's not closely connected to governmental funds and issues. The second one is directly with port authorities like New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Ohio, and so on. They have funds. And the project we focus currently on are already in a tender process since some months. So the explicit election should not really have an impact on the award or not. The election are too far away. So what we experience in the US is that here we have a very good footprint with DYNAC, our traffic management system, and now supported with the transportation business of Schneider Electric, and we really bridge a big portion of the value chain in the US for tolling and traffic management, and we are seen now in the US as really a second big player, and this would really push us in our project pipelines, because we have the references, and Schneider has the transportation business has a long lasting history in the US and a solid success rate there. So the political impact is always not to oversee, but I would not see it here really as a topic which could stop us or reduce our speed there.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. We have a follow-up question from the line of Daniel Lyon of Erste Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. There's one question I forgot. Could you maybe give us some more visibility on how the streetline and the parking application business is developing? How do you expect the R&D costs to develop in the coming quarters, and when do you think you will have a solution ready that could generate revenues that will turn this business into profits?
We are really confident, and we are happy with the current status of the development speed of Streetland. It's very important for us to have a solid development for these algorithms, which would help us to set up new services in the intelligence mobility part. They have already customers. They are simply at the moment at the level where we would like to. They provide their solution with a hardware which is quite expensive. At the moment where we can introduce these new algorithms, we can save hardware costs and can bring this business quicker to profitability. I will not expect that it will happen this fiscal year. Definitely not. It's not mature enough. So this year we definitely will have this negative impact. But the negative impact is an investment for the mobility services we expect to provide in the future based on the strategy 2020.
Are you Have you set up corporations with clients or potential clients that are involved in the development of the system?
Yes.
Yeah. So by the time you have it ready, you already know that there will be demand for the solution.
Mm-hmm. We have very nice clients, but I'm not allowed to share this knowledge with you.
Okay. So basically, what we can expect is a similar negative impact on EBIT as we've seen it already last year.
Yes, so, definitely, so it's an investment for us, and we know that's an investment, but we see definitely the potential we will have afterwards.
Okay, but so far it's difficult to say when this project will be finalized, or the algorithm will be finalized, so you can really sell it to the clients.
Yeah, not fiscal year 17.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question is from the line of Christa Roth of DNB. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. My question is on Q3, for which you own 19.3%. Last week they announced that they were seeking approval for an equity issue of up to 25% new shares. Is this issue something that you support, and do you plan to partake in it with respect to your pro-rate share? Thank you.
Here I really have a problem to answer this question for compliance and confidentiality reasons. I hope you can take this answer, but we have a clear focus and a view on Q3, as you can imagine, but here I can't tell you more. Sorry for that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
There are no further questions at this time. I hand back to Mr. Lang for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you everyone for attending the call. Hope it was useful for you and interesting, and we're looking forward to the next conference call, which will take place on the 17th of November. Thank you all, and I hand back to the operator.